This Week in America with Rick Bratton. Issues that matter to you. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
The hero of ABCD is for Down, a delightful and inspiring children's book, is called No Limit Noah, a cool cartoon character who just happens to have been born with Down syndrome. ABCD is for Down is a book that author Cindy Lacey believes will be enjoyed by children of all abilities. Through bright and colorful illustrations written in poetic verse style, it promotes sound moral values that show us, in a simple and fun way, how we should be in the world. Cindy's desire is that No Limit Noah, based on her young son, will bring joy and inspiration to parents, families, caregivers, and all children living with challenges today. And Cindy Lacey, author of ABCD is for Down, our guest next on This Week in America.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
For anyone who's worried about back taxes, has not filed tax returns, and doesn't know what to do next, stop and listen. Not filing your taxes can have severe consequences, especially in this political climate. Now that COVID is over, the IRS is getting aggressive, massively increasing enforcement and collection efforts. With politicians making all sorts of promises, especially when it comes to taxes, hiding and not dealing with your taxes will cause you harsh legal and financial ramifications. But right now, the IRS offers forgiveness and writes off a massive amount of tax debt. The Tax Doctor offers a free service that helps people get out of IRS collections and back in good standing with the government. Don't hide or bury your head in the sand. Take advantage of our free service. Call now to learn more. 800-795-6170. 800-795-6170. 800-795-6170. That's 800-795-6170. People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. ABCD is for Down by Cindy Lacey is an inspiring, joyful children's book featuring a cool cartoon character that just so happens to have been born with Down syndrome. The hero of the alphabet storybook is called No Limit Noah. NLN was written in the spirit of inclusion and integration, written for all children, sharing positive messages through the fun, imaginative annex of NLN. The bright, colorful pages teaches the meaning of acceptance and inclusion regardless of differences or disabilities, showing that when you live with kindness and joy in your heart, there really are no limits. Cindy is a first-time author, former nurse, spent nearly 10 years as a manager for a global not-for-profit organization. Advocacy for those who may not have the means to speak up for themselves has always been important to her. Cindy grew up in a town of 32,000 residents in the southernmost part of Ontario, Canada. Living in such a small, uneventful area sparked Cindy's imagination, which would allow her to dream big and begin a life of service. Cindy Lacey, author of the delightful children's book, ABCD is for Down, No Limit Noah, our guest on This Week in America. Cindy, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Well, thank you so much, Rick. It's exciting to be here.
What a wonderful job you've done with this book. And we'll talk about how this came about and your hopes and dreams for the book. And the reviews have been excellent. You're touching lives in a positive way so far. Let's talk about Down syndrome. Just a little background before we get started for people that may have heard it, but don't exactly know what we're dealing with. What is Down syndrome?
Okay, yeah, of course. So Down syndrome is a genetic condition or anomaly. We are given 23 pairs from each parent for a total of 46 chromosomes. And with Down syndrome, what occurs is there's an extra chromosome on that 21st portion or chromosome. So there are three in the 21st section, and that is what causes the genetic physical and cognitive developmental delays and issues. So Down syndrome is often quite apparent when you come across a person born with this condition. Characteristics physically with, regard to the eyes, stature, hands, things of that nature. There are developmental delays, and they vary, each person born with Down syndrome, it varies. So, it really is unique to everyone. But of course, those born with Down syndrome are capable of doing everything that anyone else can do. It just takes a little bit longer.
As we see with Noah, there is no limit Noah. That's exactly the case. And we'll talk about the development of the character, who that's based on, as we go through our conversation. What was the inspiration in writing this book? ABCD is for Down, No Limit Noah. What was the inspiration?
I've always read to my children, and here in Canada and Ontario, we have Chapters Indigo. It's our big box store for books. And, we were going to an appointment for him in the city, and I went into the bookstore, and I was trying to find books that reflected characters that were more like him, those born with special needs or Down syndrome, and I simply couldn't find any, and that really bothered me to the point where I thought I should do something about that. It was just a thought. And then, oddly enough, I was driving to this appointment, and Noah was asleep in the back. He was 13 months old at the time. And what I can only explain as a download, images and text started coming into my mind, which I found a little bit strange. And it was to the point where I had to pull over and start taking notes. So that's kind of where it was born.
It's sort of like you were inspired, divinely inspired, weren't you, to do this? The fact that you saw this, you were disappointed, discouraged because you couldn't find a book there. All of a sudden, this comes to you, just a simple idea. And over the next several minutes, you describe it as a download. And I love that, because you've got all this information, so much you have to pull over so you can write it all down. What happened after that? At what point did you decide, okay, I need to write the book?
I could feel that there was an impact there, and I could feel that, we often think, writing a book or something of that nature is for other people. And I thought, why not me? I'm a mom who has, been advocating for those that, may have varying challenges or, of any kind. And I thought, why not me? And, as I accepted kind of this divine inspiration, if you want to call it that, which I do, I just went with it. And at the moment I did that, it just kept coming. I needed someone that could do the illustrations, because I'm very visual, and I literally could see the pages already forming in my mind. I went on a global portal to search for an illustrator. And it was there that I narrowed it down to a man named Alex Akayan, who lives in the Philippines. And at the time, and I believe he still is today, he was working for Disney and Nickelodeon on Buzz Lightyear and Rugrats.
Fantastic.
And things of that nature. So, I secured him, and we took it from there.
It's almost a case where you had to write the book. You couldn't stop. Sometimes people get ideas, they talk themselves out of it. This was such a strong idea, and so visually presented to you, that you had to write the book. And the result is ABCD is for Down, No Limit Noah. The guest is the author, Cindy Lassi. That's L-A-S-I. Her website, very simple, NoLimitNoahBooks.com. A link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. All those links, again, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I love the passion you have for this book. Tell me who it is that you're wanting to read this. Who will really benefit by reading this book?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that question. You know, the spirit of the book was integration and acceptance. And, you know, when I was creating the book, I wanted it to appeal to all children, to parents. I wanted to inspire parents that may have a child born with Down syndrome recently or, you know, in the last few years who may not have the optimism and the excitement and, you know, realizing the gift that was given to us. These children really are unique and gifted and special. And, you know, I wanted parents to be inspired to see, you know, reflecting as I've raised Noah, you know, it's a gift that we're doing this now 13 years later because Noah really has lived without limits. And I really wanted parents, caregivers, teachers, you know, hospitals, they have libraries to give. I would like these books to go to, you know, new parents. And across all forums, actually, you know, libraries in the initial stages of me back then launching my book, and it had a very big life. I spoke at schools. I had entire school gymnasiums full and parents as well. And my message was that this book appeals to all children, and it absolutely does. It's fun. It has lovely, inspiring messages of we're all the same, you know, doesn't matter where you're from. And, you know, this is something that I think it's important still today. I believe we've come really far as a society with integrating all kinds of things. But, you know, with special needs, sometimes people are a little hesitant to approach or things of that nature. And, you know, this book is meant to be read by all children, all parents. You know, it really is intended to inspire in a joyful, fun, whimsical way that, you know, a cool cartoon character with Down syndrome, you know, what's better than that?
I can't think of anything that is better than that. And you'll read the story in ABCD is for Down. No Limit Noah. Cindy Lassi is the author, our guest on the program, L-A-S-I, if you're Googling. Book available wherever books are sold. Her website is NoLimitNoahBooks.com. And again, the links are on our website. Let's talk about, you touched on distribution, you touched on the creation of the book. Let's sort of talk about the business aspect of writing. Once you get the book written, now you go into business mode. You need to get the book distributed. You need to do things like press interviews like this, media interviews. You need to do the presentations. You need to get the book published. What was that part of the process like for you? After getting the book written, now you need to figure out, okay, this needs to get out there so people can benefit from it. How was it finding that process so you could do the distribution?
Well, I did need a little bit of help. You know, one voice is good. Many voices are more powerful.
Exactly.
I connected with the Down Syndrome Association in the city that I live close to. And they were able to help me connect with the school boards. So that we could do speaking engagements. We gifted copies to their libraries. The hospital where Noah was born in the city, their pharmaceutical company, I believe it was one of the physicians, actually the physician that dealt with us when Noah was born, advocated for this book, and they happened to be having a seminar with medical professionals and like, and they invited me to be a guest speaker on behalf of parents with children born with Down syndrome. I also contacted the big box store, Chapters Indigo, and we had a guest, an author booth set up, and they had said at the time it was their biggest turnout for a local author.
Fantastic.
You know, so I took it step by step.
That's so much so important. Sometimes you can get overwhelmed by, I need to do this, or you put a to-do list together and you look at 23 items and you're thinking, I'm never going to get to 4, let alone to 23. But if you take it step by step, good things happen. That was the case with Cindy in the book ABCD is for Down. Let's talk about creating the book. Sometimes an author has these ideas, they sit down, you need now to formulate those ideas to get them in a comprehensive manner so that they're presentable, they'll be read, and they'll be acted upon. Talk about that. Were there difficulties and challenges in putting the actual book together, in writing and composing the book?
No, I you know, that's where I do think that this is a gift. Yes, I have a creative mind, but, you know, again, I'm visual. And so in places where the text wasn't immediately there, I would see a picture. And, you know, the illustrator was so phenomenal. I would be very, very descriptive. I see this. I see, you know, there's a page in the book where and I never heard of Flea. It's, you know, it was talking about kindness and things. And I literally saw Noah's cartoon character image, and Alex did such a good job of a little flea on a dog's nose. That, you know, I saw it. And so I would write the text on the pages where I saw the illustration. I would write the text around it. But, you know, it was my passion and my inspiration of sending messages, you know, of inclusion, of, you know, you can do anything. We're all the same. There's treasures that dwell within you. It just kind of flowed because there were, you know, several messages: inclusion, whimsical, fun, light-heartedness and spiritedness. And so when it came to each page, there would be kind of a theme that came through. And so whether it was a feeling or the visual or the words that I wanted to portray, it just flowed. And, you know, Alex, he made a comment well after the book was done when we were speaking, and he said, you know, I've worked for Disney and Nickelodeon, but I've never been stretched as much as you stretched me to invoke a feeling because I wanted the graphics at the time to be a bit two-dimensional, for lack of a better word. I wanted it to be for young children, for children with perhaps, I didn't know of some that might have visual impairments. So I didn't want it to be distracted with a lot of, you know, fireworks and pops. But the graphics are so beautiful and colorful, and the emotion that I wanted, he was actually able to portray that. So, you know, I give him a lot of credit for that.
More with Cindy Lassie, author of ABCD is for Down, No Limit Noah, after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
For anyone who's worried about back taxes, has not filed tax returns, and doesn't know what to do next, stop and listen. Not filing your taxes can have severe consequences, especially in this political climate. Now that COVID is over, the IRS is getting aggressive, massively increasing enforcement and collection efforts. With politicians making all sorts of promises, especially when it comes to taxes, hiding and not dealing with your taxes will cause you harsh legal and financial ramifications. But right now, the IRS offers forgiveness and writes off a massive amount of tax debt. The Tax Doctor offers a free service that helps people get out of IRS collections and back in good standing with the government. Don't hide or bury your head in the sand. Take advantage of our free service. Call now to learn more. 800-795-6170. 800-795-6170. 800-795-6170. That's 800-795-6170.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. That's old news. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, you now have tons of options. Save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect. We scan your location and offer you the best TV and internet options. options. And we always have specials and promotions. So when you call, ask about that. Take 5 minutes of your time. Make this free call now and learn how to save money and get better internet and TV for your home anywhere in the U.S. Make this simple and free call now.
800-915-9058. 800-915-9058. 800-915-9058. That's 800-915-9058. People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
And now back to This Week in America and Cindy Lacey, author of ABCD is for Down, No Limit Noah. Let's talk about the initial book launch back in 2013. And you did promotions along with that. What was that like? All of this work, all of this energy, all of this creative input and getting the book together. And then you have the book launch. What was that like? Can you still remember what it was like back in 2013?
Yes, I was just filled with gratitude. You know, I was told that, you know, the speaking engagements were going to happen at libraries, because we gifted copies to libraries as well. You know, the turnout at these schools, you know, seeing an auditorium full in the city of children and parents that came, it was incredible. I was the city television CTV. They came and did an interview after I spoke. Noah was sick that day, I remember. And so when I came home, I was trying to get Noah in and comfortable. And AM 800, which is it's quite a large local radio station, they called me off the cuff and wanted an interview as well. And, you know, it was incredible, especially speaking in front of medical professionals. You know, I'd love to see, one of my goals is to see this book go global. You know, the physician that Noah had, he had mentioned he's from Nigeria, and over there, you know, children born with Down syndrome are taken aside and they're not educated. And so he bought multiple copies and he sent them to his school in Nigeria. And, you know, other copies were purchased and sent to a few countries. But, you know, this is an opportunity, and I thank you so much, because I'd love to see this book go global, to reach as many people as I can, right?
Yes.
The launch I was humbled, you know, being in a big bookstore and seeing strangers gathered around. I had a friend of ours who was in his early 20s, I believe, at the time. And he's born with Down syndrome, and he did a lot of advocacy work as well. He read the book, and Noah was on my lap, and, you know, to see the people that were really engaged, that just, it felt amazing. You know, I felt like I was making a difference.
You have to have so much gratitude. You write this book, and here's this book that's being handed down from person to person, from doctor to doctor, from country to country. Even without your knowledge, you were touching lives, people reading the book, changing their attitudes, and giving hope and opportunity to so many people. The book is ABCD is for Down, No Limit, Noah. Cindy Lacey, our guest on the program, LASI. We talked about the kickoff of the book, the launch in 2013. Why did you decide to revive the character No Limit, No End now, and especially in this time, 1924, 1925? Why now?
Yeah. You know, I had taken on a career that required me to jump in with both feet. And, you know, unfortunately, time had pulled me in so many directions. And, you know, I had, because I am one person, and I didn't have the tools to get it out into a broader audience, you know, I'd love to see this as a cartoon running like Dora the Explorer.
Oh, yes.
You know, I believe I became a bit disheartened because I was working so much, you know, but over the last few years, probably three, it kept niggling at me and niggling at me, you know, because I still see, yes, we're doing amazing. But I still think that the message, you know, ultimately, I'd love to see a cool cartoon character like No Limit Noah hit the mainstream media as well, right? To have a cartoon, to have, you know, someone that represents a completely new demographic. And I thought it was just, it was time. It was bothering me. I have, with this silly brain of mine, I have two more books that run like cartoons in my mind. I'd love to get those published. It does take the funds. It's not a cheap endeavor. And so, you know, I thought, my message was still clear, and my vision and my intention, I still believe, is very, very relevant today. You know, and there's lots of things that are kind of going on in the world, and, you know, I'd love to bring the joy. I feel so gifted because I live with Noah, and, you know, I get to, we've done so many things, right? And he's a living example of no limits. And I want parents and caregivers and teachers and all children to see that, you know, our kids, they really do have no limits. He's played soccer. He's played baseball. He's in his third season of karate. You know, we travel. I just think it's a good time. We need to bring some joy, and we need to break into another demographic of, you know, cool characters that are influencing kids in a really fun and positive way.
And inclusive characters, and you have that in the book, ABCD is for down, and you've got, if you just touch on that, a grand vision. So often people will write a book and like, okay, I've written it, they're publishing it, it's available, maybe somebody will buy it, maybe they won't. I'm done with my part of this. It's not that way for you, is it? You have this grand vision. You even see merchandising possibly in the future for the character.
Yes. Yeah. You know, I'd love, I have a, you know, I'm in an 80s, 70s, 80s. I'd love to see lunch boxes, you know, the metal lunch boxes and stuffies. And I actually have t-shirts that I've had, you know, mock t-shirts made up, you know, again, because we have these different genres of toys and things like that, and they're lovely, and, you know, but a lot of them are pertaining to games, online gaming, or things of that nature. We have our superheroes, Avengers, and, you know, Noah has all these toys and dolls, but I, you know, I envision walking into these bookstores and seeing a display where there are characters from the book and Noah as, you know, as a toy that these, that other friends with born with Down syndrome or autism or typical children will see, this is a cool character. And I love what Noah, how he lives and what he represents. And, you know, I'd love to see that break in again into the demographic that we have, the marketing and things of that nature. Yeah. I just think it would be a positive influence and, you know, a lot of fun. Let's break down those barriers.
The book is so well done. It's ABCD is for Down, No Limit Noah by Cindy Lassie, L-A-S-I. The website, nolimitnoahbooks.com. There will be more books coming in the future. Book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Published by Gotham Books, Inc., a premier self-publishing company helping authors bring their literary dreams to life. And I thank them for arranging our conversation with Cindy today. Cindy, it's been a pleasure. Hopefully we can do this again. So much more to the story. You're an inspiration. Noah is an inspiration. Thank you so much for being with us on the program to share his story.
Thanks so much, Rick. It's been very enjoyable being here. I appreciate it.
Links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us.
You've been listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. And join us next time for another broadcast of This Week in America.